MyAudiobooks.ai presents The E-4B Night Watch, America's Airborne Command Center. At any hour of the day or night, the United States Air Force keeps at least one specialized command aircraft prepared for immediate departure. This standing posture maintains a fully equipped airborne operations center on round-the-clock alert across selected military installations worldwide. This alert posture keeps an aircraft and its crew on immediate ground standby, rather than burning fuel in endless aerial orbits. Popular culture often refers to this aircraft as the Doomsday Plane, a label that captures the existential dread of a nuclear crisis, while obscuring the practical mission the machine was built to execute. Understanding this aircraft requires examining what it actually does in flight, how its systems survive conditions that would destroy conventional electronics, and where the limits of public knowledge meet the realities of strategic command. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. The aircraft, officially known as the E-4B Night Watch, is a heavily modified Boeing 747-200B series, serving as the National Airborne Operations Center. Its operational existence answers a strategic calculation that dates back to the height of the Cold War. In the 1970s, military planners recognized that fixed headquarters and subterranean bunkers faced extreme vulnerability against precision ballistic missiles. If a surprise decapitation strike disabled traditional command hubs like the Pentagon or underground redoubts, military forces required a mobile sanctuary to direct operations and coordinate a response. The program began under the National Emergency Airborne Command Post Initiative, adopting the operational project name Night Watch. Four of these specialized airframes remain in active service today, operated by the 1st Airborne Command and Control Squadron under the 55th Wing. Their home base is Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha, Nebraska, a central geographic location providing rapid operational access across North America. The platform provides a mobile command, control, and communication center for the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In American constitutional and defense structures, the term National Command Authority refers specifically to the President and the Secretary of Defense, or their lawful successors. The Joint Chiefs hold an essential advisory role, while operational command flows directly through this designated civilian leadership. The aircraft functions as a survivable communications node, rather than a government in exile. It provides the technical systems and secure links required for lawful authorities to communicate with global military forces after standard ground infrastructure is lost. Leaving a vulnerable runway behind solves only the first part of the problem. Once in the air, the personnel and systems aboard must continuously gather intelligence and transmit orders across a disrupted globe. Surviving the environment of a major conflict requires engineering that sets the E-4B apart from any commercial airliner. Modern electronic warfare and high-altitude nuclear detonations generate an electromagnetic pulse, an intense burst of radio frequency energy that induces damaging electrical surges in unprotected wiring. These surges can destroy computer processors, radios, and power grids across thousands of miles. To protect essential flight controls and mission hardware, the airframe incorporates specialized metal shielding, filtered wiring conduits, and analog instrumentation backups. Public records explain the defensive purpose of these measures, while keeping precise hardening thresholds and proprietary component designs strictly classified. Electromagnetic pulse protection shields critical electronics against induced currents, though proximity to a nuclear detonation remains physically catastrophic. Redundant power generation forms the second pillar of airborne survivability. The aircraft produces substantial internal electrical power using specialized engine generators, feeding independent distribution buses and isolated conduits to ensure continuous operation if primary circuits fail. The Communications Architecture Aboard spans nearly the entire usable radio frequency spectrum. Secure military satellite systems provide high-capacity connections for reconnaissance data, digital battle tracking, and encrypted voice calls. When atmospheric ionization or orbital attacks disrupt satellite links, high-frequency, very high-frequency, and ultra-high-frequency radios provide essential redundancy. A deployable wire antenna extending several miles behind the aircraft while in flight transmits very low-frequency signals capable of penetrating seawater to reach ballistic missile submarines patrolling beneath the surface. To extend mission endurance from hours into days, the aircraft incorporates an aerial refueling receptacle above the cockpit. Tanker aircraft can replenish its fuel tanks in mid-flight, extending airborne operations to the physical limits of engine oil supplies, airframe maintenance, and human stamina. Inside the cabin, multi-room workspaces include conference facilities, battle staff briefing bays, secure communications control centers, and crew rest quarters for a mission complement exceeding 100 specialists. In a major operational crisis, the Airborne Command Center preserves the connection between lawful decisions and the forces charged with carrying them out. Stated defense missions define three core responsibilities for the platform: directing United States military forces, executing emergency war orders, and coordinating recovery efforts with civilian authorities during national disasters. Directing strategic forces depends on emergency action messages. These are standardized, cryptographically authenticated directives transmitted across military communications channels to authorize military movements, adjust readiness postures, and transmit strategic orders. Emergency action messages serve diverse operational functions across the military command system, rather than acting exclusively as launch directives. The aircraft serves as the transmission node that verifies lawful decisions and relays them across surviving networks to bombers, missile silos, and naval forces worldwide. Operational procedures governing succession in transit and crisis relocation remain carefully guarded. While public statutes clearly outline presidential succession, the technical mechanisms used to locate surviving officials, convene airborne crisis conferences, and confirm authenticated leadership depend on protocols that public disclosures do not fully detail. Coordinating civilian relief connects the aircraft to broader continuity plans, though the platform focuses primarily on military command rather than managing civil administration. The aircraft also operates outside the context of nuclear escalation. On September 11, 2001, an E-4B was launched into domestic airspace amid attacks on New York and the Pentagon. Contemporary records document its presence and associate its flight with emergency continuity operations, though specific real-time communications handled aboard during the chaos remain largely undisclosed. In standard peacetime conditions, the aircraft supports the Secretary of Defense on international missions, functioning as a mobile, secure headquarters that maintains persistent connectivity with national command networks. The fleet also participates regularly in global command and control readiness exercises, validating communications procedures under simulated wartime conditions. Maintaining a viable airborne command center incurs continuous logistical demands, rising operating costs, and physical constraints. The four E-4B aircraft entered military service decades ago, utilizing an airframe design developed in the early 1970s. Sustaining vintage wide-body airliners creates persistent maintenance burdens. Sourcing obsolete replacement parts, maintaining older mechanical flight systems, and integrating modern digital networks require intensive depot maintenance and specialized engineering. Continuous alert status demands sustained support from dedicated maintenance personnel, ground crews, and administrative staff. If an alerted aircraft takes flight, prolonged operations depend heavily on aerial refueling support. Without access to functional tankers and clear airspace, Mission Endurance remains limited to onboard fuel capacity, spanning approximately 12 hours of unrefueled flight. Furthermore, no airborne platform is invisible. While mobility removes the aircraft from a fixed geographic coordinate on the ground, a four-engine wide-body jet produces a significant radar cross-section and distinct thermal emissions. Modern long-range interceptors, advanced surface-to-air missile systems, and space-based tracking assets can detect and track large aircraft. Airborne deployment improves strategic options by escaping fixed targets, but it does not confer invulnerability in contested airspace. Communications resilience also faces physical limitations. The aircraft depends on an external architecture of ground relay stations, orbital satellite constellations, and receiving antennas deployed across distant forces. If an adversary degrades satellite networks or destroys ground-based relay terminals, airborne communications capacity narrows. Simulated exercises allow crews to practice procedures, but they cannot replicate the physical destruction, atmospheric interference, and systemic stress of a nuclear exchange. The ultimate effectiveness of airborne command contains inherent uncertainties that operational testing can never entirely remove. The United States has initiated a replacement program designated as the Survivable Airborne Operations Center to sustain the National Airborne Command mission. In April 2024, the Air Force awarded an engineering and development contract valued at roughly $13 billion to the aerospace company Sierra Nevada Corporation. This contract funds the development, integration, and modification of replacement aircraft, covering the initial acquisition program rather than the full operating cost across several decades. Reported procurement plans indicate the program will modify commercial Boeing 747-8 intercontinental airframes, designated operationally as the E-4C. Current acquisition targets outline a potential fleet of up to 8 aircraft, doubling the present inventory to provide higher alert availability and greater operational flexibility. The contract establishes a projected completion date of July 10, 2036, marking a long-term modernization timeline rather than an immediate fleet transition. The operational requirements for the replacement aircraft match the fundamental priorities established decades ago: robust electromagnetic pulse shielding, aerial refueling capability, modern secure communications links, and dedicated battle staff workspaces. The continuation of this mission indicates that defense planners still view mobile airborne nodes as essential insurance against ground-based destruction. This capital investment illustrates central strategic trade-offs. Allocating $13 billion to develop specialized command aircraft raises legitimate questions regarding defense priorities, weighing the cost of preparing for a worst-case national catastrophe against other readiness and resilience needs. Strategic debates also contrast large airborne platforms with alternative command architectures, such as decentralized mobile ground centers and distributed digital networks. An airborne command post concentrates leadership and battle staff in a single high-value target, while distributed networks spread risk across numerous dispersed facilities. The E-4B and its planned successor operate as a national insurance policy. During daily operations, the fleet ensures that defense leadership maintains continuous, secure connectivity during overseas travel and strategic exercises. In an extreme national emergency, it provides a functional communications bridge between constitutional leadership and operational military forces. It is neither a flying government nor an offensive weapon, but a dedicated node designed to ensure that if ordinary command networks collapse, lawful authority can still be communicated. Reflecting on the immense resources and technical effort required to prepare for worst-case national emergencies raises an enduring question. What does a nation owe to preparing for a catastrophe it hopes will never occur? Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. To create your own audiobooks from your prompts and documents, visit myaudiobooks.ai. Subscribe for more.